Welcome to the Republican Professor. I'm your host, Dr. Lucas J. Mather. Today, we have a special guest calling in, and he's a gay Republican. He's going to talk about what it means to be gay and what it means to be a Republican. And we're just kind of waiting on his call. I thought he was on the line, but do you have? We're getting there. We're getting there. Yeah, do you think that okay, let me pause it real quick. Yeah. I think that's him. Can you pick it up? Put him on speaker. Can you hear us? Can you hear us? Hello?
Hey man, yeah.
Hey.
Long time caller, first time listener. Thanks for
Hey.
taking my call.
Yeah,
Yeah,
sure, no problem. Welcome.
no, it's great to be on. Thanks. I'm
Yeah.
so honored.
Yeah, no
Yeah.
problem, no problem.
Clive.
Yeah. Clive. What's your
Snotgrass.
Okay, Snotgrass. That's an interesting name.
Clive Staples, Snotgrass. Yeah.
That's an interesting name.
My friends call me CS Snotgrass. But it's Clive Staples, Snotgrass Jr. for short.
Okay. Well, what kind of ethnicity is that? Did you hear me?
No, yeah. The junior, no, my dad's name is Fred.
Oh, are you asking him? Okay. So your dad's.
No, my grandfather's name was
Are you talking to him?
Fred as well.
Wow.
The junior is part of the name. Yeah. That
Okay.
was that's in there. And the comma is part of the name as well.
I see.
So
Okay.
yeah.
Well, what kind of ethnicity is that?
I think it's Native American. Yeah.
Okay, what tribe?
Well, the tribe would be America. Yeah. No, Snotgrass.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
With the T, yeah, snot.
Well, what a day
Yeah.
today.
No, I like the name, yeah.
Yeah, I like it too. Well, you're a gay
Well,
American.
thank you. Yeah, it's an honor to be on the program.
Yes, it
Yeah,
is.
long time caller, first time listener.
Great.
I'm gonna actually listen to this one. Yeah.
Wow, okay, thanks.
That's right, I am a Republican. And I'm gay.
Okay. Well,
Yeah.
What's it like
Well,
being
I'd
gay?
like to begin with looking at the dictionary
Okay.
of the word gay.
All right.
Did you get my note? Did Sherry or whoever was your
Yes, I did. I
secretary,
did, yeah.
did she get the note that I sent?
Yeah, Funk and Wagnalls or.
I'd asked you to pick up a copy of Funk and Wagnalls Standard Desk Dictionary,
Okay.
Volume 1,
All right.
A through M.
All
And
right.
that's what I had as a child. Oh, you had the same one? Okay.
Yeah. I'm
Yeah,
showing it on the
that's
screen right
great.
now.
Yeah, let's look up gay. It's under G.
Yeah.
G-A-Y.
I'll look it up.
I read I love
Me
dictionaries.
too.
And yeah, this is part of
I had the
what I
same
thought I'm
one
about
growing
to
up.
tell you. Yeah, I'm about to tell you how I became aware that I was gay.
Oh, yeah. How did that
Okay,
happen?
yeah, I'll give you a chance to look it up. I'm looking it up myself right now. I'm trying to hold the phone. Honey, will you help me with this? I'm talking to my wife. She's gay too. We have a
Oh,
pretty gay marriage, actually.
yeah.
We're fortunate.
Yeah, you are.
G-A-Y.
Okay. I'm looking it up.
Gag. Oh, that's not what I wanted. Gap. Gape. Not quiet. Honey, just hold that, please. Thank you. Hold the phone. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you.
Okay, I'm showing it. I have it.
Okay, here it
Yeah.
is. I found it.
Yeah. It's right under Gawky.
That was Gawk.
Right.
Gave.
I've got it on the
Wait a
screen.
minute. Don't tell me they took it out.
No, it's on
Oh,
there.
here it is. Okay. Happy, carefree, merry, brightly colorful, ornamental, jaunty, sporty.
Yeah, that's what we got.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy.
Yay. When I read that,
Happy.
I said, you know, I think I told my wife, I said, I think I might be gay.
Happy.
Yeah, and she read it too.
Right.
Let's reread it again.
Okay.
GAY.
Right. I got it still
This
on the
is a
screen.
Funk and Wagnalls Standard Desk Dictionary, Volume 1, A through M.
Yeah.
And
Happy.
I'm on page 265.
I've got it.
It's right under gawky.
Right.
Between
265.
gawky and gaze. And gay says
Gazelle, yeah.
happy and carefree, merry,
Yeah,
brightly colorful, or ornamental,
that's what we have, yeah.
jaunty and sporty.
Yep, I can confirm that.
Well, and I'm a Republican. That's right. I'm a
Oh yeah,
Republican.
you are. That's
I'm a
awesome.
gay Republican.
That would follow logically, yeah. Right, wow. So, when
Well,
did you find out you were gay?
I think I probably realized I was gay for the first time. I didn't have a word for it, but now as I
Right.
think about it back then, I think I first realized I was gay. Not that I would describe myself that way at that time, but I think I first realized I was gay back in 1983 on Christmas morning.
1983 on Christmas morning.
I did not get the G.I. Joe aircraft
The
carrier.
aircraft carrier. Yeah, I didn't get it
No,
either.
my cousin did, but
My
I
cousin. Yeah.
didn't.
Oh, that's funny.
However,
What did you get?
I was fairly gay. And I think I
Right.
realized that
You were happy.
it was a gay time and it was a gay day. It was merry and bright.
Yeah.
And honey, would you hold the phone for me? Thank you. Yeah, my gay wife over here is helping me out here with this dictionary.
She's happy too.
Let me put that dictionary back.
Does
Honey, would you
she
look at
like diction?
Republican? Yeah, let's take a look at Republican.
Okay,
We're going to
well,
take a look at the word
all
Republican
right,
as
let me look
well.
that up. Okay.
That's it right there. Thank you, honey.
It's in
Thank
the
you.
other one.
Okay, I have Republican. It's on page 565,
Okay.
Funk and Wagnalls Standard Desk Dictionary, Volume 2.
Sounded like a cuss word.
And Republican, of, like, or suitable for a republic,
Right.
supporting Republican government, one who advocates a Republican form of government.
Right.
And a republic is defined as noun, a state in which the sovereignty resides in the people, and the legislative and administrative powers are lodged in officers elected by them. Okay?
Right.
So I am a gay Republican.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's right.
that would follow. Yeah.
Oh, I voted for him. Yeah, I voted for
Pro
President Trump.
okay. Today is
And today,
let's just get what today is, okay? I didn't mean to cut you off. But today is the 20th of January, 2025, the inauguration of President Trump. What do you think about that?
I'm fairly gay. Yeah,
Yeah,
I'm
me
gay.
too. Me too. About it.
I'm a gay Republican today.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, and my wife and I are yes. Well, we have looked up the word marriage as well. If you want to look that up, that's
Okay.
fine. We
Sure.
can do that. How do you want to? look up marriage for Spain. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, let's definitely do that. Do you mind if I take a quick break here, just really quick? Hold on a sec. We're back. Yeah, I just wanted to upload the definition because you were about to get to the word marriage. So I'm sorry about that.
Okay, well,
Yeah.
no,
Okay. You weren't gonna get to.
okay. Marriage in
Oh.
the Funk and Wagnall Standard Dust Dictionary, Volume 1, A through M,
Yeah.
page
Okay.
397 at the bottom, is defined
I'm trying to catch up to
as
you.
a legal contract entered into by a man and a woman to live together as husband and wife.
Right. Got it. Yep, I'm shining it up.
And
Yeah,
a
yep.
Black's Law Dictionary.
Hold on just a second. Let's get that definition out there again in Funk and Wagnalls, the state of being married, which is really helpful, and a legal contract entered into by a man and woman to live together as husband and wife. So what were you going to say about Black's Law Dictionary?
Defines a sham marriage.
Blacks.
That would be one that's fake.
Okay.
On page 448 of the third pocket edition, it's got a rainbow on it. It's very pretty. I
Right.
love that
I'm shining it.
rainbow.
Yeah.
Maybe put a, I'll send you a picture of it.
Well, no, I have a picture of it right
Purported
here.
marriage in which all the formal requirements are met or seemingly met,
Yeah.
but in which the parties go through the ceremony with no intent of living together as husband and wife.
Okay.
Sham marriage. Yes, I did see that. I did see that Supreme Court decision
Okay, hold
in
on. I
December.
don't want to
Yes,
get to the Supreme Court.
December 2024.
Hold on one second. I put you on mute just for a second, just because I wanted to get that definition of sham marriage. Because it seemed like that was important. You were trying to make a point about that. And I'm trying to keep up with you, man. You are like all over it today. And I still got to get that freaking Supreme Court decision that you're talking about. But let's see here. Let me pause this. Okay. So you were mentioning just a second ago. Thanks for holding. I appreciate it. Are you still there? Is he still there? So you were talking about Black's Law Dictionary? He is. Okay. Yeah, the rainbow. I got it. Okay. So you were talking about sham marriage. Okay. Now, there was a ruling. The Supreme Court issued a ruling on sham marriages, right?
9-0, yeah, upholding the existence of sham marriages.
Right. Okay. And that was Buarfa, sorry, Buarfa versus Mayorkas. Does that sound right? Something like that. Can I get some help here? We're just trying to, yeah, there it is. Okay. Go ahead and share the screen here. I don't know how to say this name. Buarfa versus Mayorkas. Decided December 10th, 2024. And this is a unanimous decision saying that there were sham marriages is what you're saying, right? Yeah. Okay.
I know. It was less than a month ago.
Well,
Well,
no,
about a month ago.
a little bit longer. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what that
What
has to do with being a gay Republican because,
right.
yeah, I don't understand what that has to do with anything. Being gay is a matter of being happy.
Oh, I
Pure
would
and
agree.
simple.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, and I've been gay. Well,
How long have you been gay? When did you find out? I mean, are people born gay? Do you think?
Well, that's an interesting question, the question of being born gay, because
Right.
I've never thought about that, because it seems to me that people are born a human People are born as babies, and babies are always crying when they're born.
Yeah, they're always crying.
So I don't know where that question would ever arise. Yeah, and if you
They're sad, they're not gay.
yeah. Well, that I probably was a crying baby, and I don't think I was very gay at that time. I think later when I got the G.I. Joe stuff for Christmas, I became gay.
Oh yeah. Big time.
Yes.
It's so fun to get that stuff.
I think I got a bicycle, and I remember being pretty gay about that.
Yeah, me too.
But
Did you ever get a
I
skateboard?
became a Republican later. I recall the definition of Republican, one
Let's
who was committed to the source of authority of the government being residing in the people, where the legislative and administrative functions are carried out by officers elected by the people. And of course, nowadays you have a vast administrative state that doesn't stand for election. And so it makes you wonder whether this is really a Republican form of government. That's why I'm so excited that President Trump, you could say I'm gay about President Trump appointing some more oversight and accountability to the administrative
Me
branch,
too.
bringing it in line more with the word Republican.
Yeah, I am too. So where do we go from here in this interview? What do you think?
Well, I would describe myself as a gay American, Clive Staples Snodgrass Jr. for short. Like I said, my dad's name is Fred. Junior is part of the name, my name. Well, let's talk about the Democratic anti-gay policies that they have. I think it's very difficult to live in a democratic s city and state and be gay because the policies they put forward do not make people happy, merry, bright, cheerful.
I see where you're going.
Uh, in fact,
They're
those
anti
kind of policies are really anti-happy,
anti yeah. Anti-carefree.
anti-merry and bright. Those are anti-gay policies.
That's a good point. I don't think I've ever thought
It's
about that.
kind of hard to be gay when a fire is raging through your neighborhood, entire neighborhoods destroyed. I don't know how you're gay at the same time as that's happening.
Wow, you went there.
It's kind of hard to be gay when your house is on fire.
Oh man, you went there. I
And
can't.
democratic policies make that more likely. We could call those anti-gay policies from the Democrats.
That makes sense. I guess that makes sense. Yeah, I see where you're going with
Well,
that.
think about this. From the Declaration of Independence,
Oh.
okay, now I'm starting to preach.
Preach, hey, preach.
The pursuit of gayness is guaranteed. It's not gayness itself that's guaranteed, it's the pursuit of gayness. And remember, gay means merry, happy, right?
I still got it.
Carefree.
Yeah, I've got it up. I've got it pulled up.
Do you follow Arthur Brooks? He's a scholar of gayness at Harvard.
Former AEI.
According to his research, 40%. Honey, I'm talking.
I'm bringing him
I'm
up.
talking about Arthur Brooks now. Yeah, that book, yeah. He wrote this book on gayness. Arthur Brooks says that according to his research at Harvard, 40% of conservative women are gay compared to The Democrats are much less likely to be gay. Yeah, Democratic women have a more difficult time being gay. I think it's because
You
of the
mean happy?
anti-gay policies.
Okay, anti-happiness policies.
Well, yes, he does call it a book on happiness. That's true.
Right. Yes,
Yes.
that's right. He doesn't use the word gay.
But gay means happy, so.
All right. Okay, well,
So he's
fair.
a scholar of gayness.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, the Declaration of Independence does, I think, technically
He does good.
use the term happy,
He's got some good
but
stuff. I like
it
his
doesn't
stuff.
mean gay. Let's look up Webster 1828. Look it up online.
Okay.
Yeah, do it right now. Yeah, do you
Can
have an
I?
internet connection where you are? Are you in a Democratic area with no internet?
I have an internet connection. Can you hold on for 1 second? Can I put you on pause for a sec? I just want to mute you for a second. Sorry. Is he talking? Sorry. If you can hear me, I'm just putting you on pause because, I'm having a, I need to pull up what you're talking about here. Is he still, did we lose him? We might have lost him.
Well, I'll look it up.
Oh, you're there.
Let's look it up at the same time.
Okay. Yeah. Webster's.
I'll give you a second.
Okay, great.
Noah Webster was famous for a dictionary that he produced, published in 1828. It's
Yeah,
now
I got it.
online. You can look it up. His name is Noah Webster. I think he was related to Daniel Webster. Yeah, that's good.
Right. Well, you're very,
Well,
very, you're
there's his high school yearbook
very...
picture there.
That's funny. Yeah.
And
He looked old for high school.
let's look up the word gay.
Yeah, I already have it pulled up.
Merry, airy, jovial, sportive, frolicsome.
Right. Same.
Sounds like 1983 on Christmas Day to me. Even without that G.I. Joe aircraft carrier.
Oh, it would have been great to get that.
Fine, showy. Sometimes it means merry with liquor, intoxicated. Okay, that's a vulgar use of the word in America.
Right.
But this is the way that the founders and the framers would have thought about it during the time of the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
the Declaration of Independence guarantees the pursuit of gayness.
Okay.
And I would say that the Democratic policies are really anti-gay policies. Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well,
Okay.
you're getting kind of controversial.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I would say I'm an 11 on the gay scale
But you're not messing
today,
around.
anyway. It's the inauguration of President Trump.
Yeah. That what a great. Did you catch it? Did you catch the
Well,
inauguration?
remember the importance of definitions.
Okay.
That's all I would say to you. Just remember that. Did you? Well, you can be smart and still be a dumbass.
Talking about the Democrats?
Democrats are smart, but they're still dumbasses.
Oh.
Like I said, I think it's kind of hard to be gay in Pacific Palisades when the community is destroyed. Communities are necessary, but not sufficient for being gay.
This is the most interesting interview I've ever done, I think.
Well, I've enjoyed this time with you. Yes, I've loved my time on the Republican Professor,
Thank you.
and I'm happy to be your first gay Republican on
Right.
here.
Well, not the first one, but
C.S. Snodgrass,
okay.
Clyde Staples Snodgrass Jr. for short.
That is
My dad's
shorter.
name is Fred.
Okay.
His dad's name was Fred.
Why is it not Fred Jr.?
I very much enjoyed this conversation and want to extend congratulations to President Trump
Yes,
on being inaugurated as president
I join you
and
on
bringing
that.
us one step closer to a Republican form of government as
Amen.
guaranteed in the Constitution of the United States.
Amen.
And I've had a cough and a cold recently. I appreciate you bearing with me
Oh, that was no problem. Yeah.
through all that.
Yeah, no problem. Happy to do it. Thanks for coming
And
on.
my wife is giving me the sign. She's
Is
saying
she?
we have a gay marriage to protect. So
Yeah.
I think we have a date or something we're going on tonight. Is that right, honey? Honey,
Oh,
do you
yeah,
have
you
any
got
more of
him.
those Mars bars?
Oh, I love Mars bars.
Okay, well, yeah, we're going to Blockbuster. We're going to go ahead and rent a, I don't know, something like a Kirk Cameron movie or something like that.
Oh,
All
it
right.
sounds great.
Great to
Okay.
be with you.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye, though.
Yeah.
I'll
See you.
actually listen to this one, yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Clive.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Wow. That was amazing. That was a great interview. What a great day. President Trump, is he off? Did you hang up? Okay. That was great. Yeah. Thanks for doing that. I appreciate it. Yeah, what a great day. President Trump is now president again. He was sworn into office today, Monday, 20 January 2025. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and he's going to declassify some details regarding that assassination. Interesting announcement. So we're going to keep going. And it was wonderful to have Clive on to talk about being a Republican. Thanks for watching and listening to the Republican Professor podcast. It's never been more important to support the podcast. Go to Venmo at the Republican Professor. Send us a donation. Everything counts. Everything matters. If you want to support the producer on Buy Me a Cup of Coffee, you can do that. Buy a cup of coffee, Lucas J. Mather. Appreciate it. Helps keep us going. Take care.